There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio while the fax machine rings. Oh, it didn't ring. Okay, good. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I've got to get a hold of Rob Knapp. I've got to find out what is coming down the pike new from them, because every time something new comes out, it's like Christmas. Go check them out. As long as dads have been sending daughters away to college, guns have been on college campuses as long as that's been going on. Okay? Let's just admit this for what it is, okay? I remember when I got out of the Army in 1990, and somebody asked me, what do you think about gays in the military? I said, well, you know, I'm sure that I served with quite a few of them. And he said, well, what did you do to them? I said, well, we didn't do anything to them. They weren't wearing name tags, identifying themselves as such and such. They were just, you know, I couldn't tell you who was and who wasn't. Okay. In the same vein, there have been guns on college campuses. There are guns being carried right now on college campuses. And a lot of that has stemmed in the past from fathers who send daughters to college. There are also, it's not just confined to the students. A lot of them are teacher's assistants. Maybe they're graduate students and they become teacher's assistants. And, you know, parking at a college is, there's no valet parking. And, you know, college campuses are big sprawling areas. So normally there's a central parking area that is going to be, quote unquote, convenient to where you're going. And you may have to walk, I don't know, a couple of hundred yards to actually get to your location where you're getting into some area where there would be other people. Some of the, and you know, this is a lot of the females that have been doing this, and past and present has a lot of them have these feminist leanings. They refuse to become victims. I am almost certain that some professors carry guns. And you never know it. You're never going to know it because they carry them concealed. And like most people that carry concealed weapons, I mean, when I walk up and I'm carrying a concealed weapon, I don't walk up to somebody and say, hi, Bill Frady, damn glad to meet you. Got a concealed gun. I don't do that. I mean, if you see me out and about, I presume I've got one. The only time in recent memory that I have not got carried one with me was when I was a patient. And those gowns that don't close in the back, they just don't afford very much concealability. But I'm almost certain, and here's the thing, the people that carry guns, all, and let's, you know, this is what the schools would say. People that are carrying guns on campus illegally also probably pay attention to what's going on around them. So they don't, you know, you never, not very often that do you hear about a student shooting a rapist with a gun and then being arrested for having the gun. I'm almost certain that that probably does happen to a degree. It just never makes the news because they're going to arrest a potential rape victim for defending herself. Now, the reason I bring this up is it seems bizarre, absolutely way out there to me, that looking at a young adult, 21 years or older, and saying to them that your capacity to defend yourself ends when you get here on this big sprawling campus that, you know, is the size of most early American settlements, you can't defend yourself here at all. You can't have anything to defend yourself here. Here's a rape whistle. Pretend like it's your time of the month. Fall to the ground. Act like you're dead. Something. But you can't carry a gun. It seems bizarre to me to know this. And it also seems bizarre to me that a bunch of eggheads in academia would put those rules forth and not think that some dad out there is going to think that that is the stupidest thing he's ever heard. And he'll deal with it, you know, if his loving daughter gets caught on campus with a gun, that he's just going to sit there, you know, she gets thrown out of college, that he's going to get up there and be all kinds of angry about it. Because that's all they can do in most cases is throw them out of college. I'm not sure about that. I'm not a legal person. I'm sure that varies from state to state, but the other thing that is bizarre to me, and if you don't know it, I don't know what the real actual rate is, okay, but a lot of college campus violence gets covered up. It gets covered up, especially the sexual assault side of it. And that's the fun part. That's the fun part, that they attempt to cover it up. Getting out there and telegraphing that you are saying that your area is a gun-free zone has been proven to invite criminal activity, especially as the rest of the nation has embraced concealed carry and made violent crime too risky anywhere else. By attempting to fight campus carry, as administrators are in Florida and Texas and elsewhere, obstructionists are simply turning more good people into temporary criminals and inviting contempt for laws and administrations that place more interest in conformity and to us all being alike than the basic human right of armed self-defense. Defending yourself is an instinct that we are born with. And since man is the thinking animal, well, we're going to defend ourselves the most economic way possible, which is with a gun. With a gun. Rational opponents of campus carry have their laundry list of what-if scenarios. They try to make out like in quantum physics, they're going to get into a debate and then they're going to go to gunplay. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen. That's already been proven. I mean, concealed carry has already proven that. Despite the fact that there's more concealed carriers now, and there's more concealed carriers carrying guns in places where they weren't able to carry guns before, crime continues to go down. And it's bizarre in this day and age that something that has been happening since I know when I was a younger man. I know I have an uncle that had two daughters that went to college, two of my cousins, and I know they both went to school strapped. And this was back 30 years ago. And I know that's been going on since then. And I know everybody, I know lots of dads have been doing that, especially with their daughters. I know that. So it should, maybe we could just make them legal, these young adults. Let them be legal about it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The best and most modular holster system out there. You can put them anywhere, literally. You can mount them to your dash, you can mount them to your thigh, your chest, your hip, wherever you want them to go. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I already talked about the high cap magazine bill that has been introduced in Congress since the absolute drubbing that the Democrats took, and I'll be the first to tell you, the Democrats lost. It wasn't because the Republicans won, it's because the Democrats lost. In the Senate, the heir apparent to the Dianne Feinstein mantra, when she finally gives in and retires and stops using the shoe polish black Grecian formula on her head, which makes her look translucently white, but when she finally gives up the ghost and retires, the person laying in wait to take over that gun control mantra is Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. And when Menendez and Blumenthal and Esty introduced their bill in Congress the other day, Murphy was, well, he was sitting there giving standing ovations. And, you know, for these kinds of people, they already know they don't have a leg to stand on, not a legal leg to stand on when it comes to infringing on gun ownership rights of Americans. So they have to rely on disinformation and outright lies. One of the biggest falsehoods is that the Second Amendment is about protecting our right to hunt. And the other is that all gun owners are paranoid anti-government kooks. And Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, put those two lies together as he was giving the standing ovation for the already doomed from the start, believe me, gun control bill that's out there about magazines. The Hill notes the futility of this proposed legislation like this. The bill is the first piece of gun control legislation since Republicans won control of the Senate. Though it has more than 100 co-sponsors in the House, the bill has virtually no chance of a vote in either chamber. But Senator Murphy, he doesn't care about wasting anybody's time. As a matter of fact, he actually enjoys that. He enjoys that almost as much as he likes trying to take away your natural civil rights. So he tried to justify the current attempt with this little quote. He stressed that he's not met a single hunter or a single person who hunts for sport who needs more than 10 rounds. Chris Murphy needs to go boar hunting, doesn't he? When you're boar hunting, it's really nice to have as many rounds as you can possibly stick in that gun. Really, it is. And besides that, I'll bet you he doesn't even know any hunters. He probably doesn't even know any gun owners. He's in Connecticut, after all. Maybe I could introduce him to Ed Peruta. But he's missing something, and that's the actual point. He needs to read the wording of the Second Amendment. Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Notice that there was no varmint seasons mentioned in that. If you want to go into that and be Captain Subtext and bring that up for me, I'll be happy to give you a moment to do that, but I have a silence alarm that is built into GCN, so I can only give you 0.5 seconds. Time's up. Time's up. Also, show me the part where it says anything about how far the magazine capacity can go in the Second Amendment. Second Amendment was written straight up, folks. It was written for the eventuality, which they believed was inevitable at the time of the writing. Thomas Jefferson believed it would happen every 20 or 30 years. The Second Amendment was written so that you and me can rise up and stage a bloody uprising against the government should they go awry. And you and I, the problem here is that you and I got a little too civilized. We liked our MTV. We like our iPhones. We like having, what? Gosh. We like having so many channels of TV. We like having all the niceties of life. And, you know, getting out there and having going into like a civil war or an armed revolution or everything, can we quit in time for the tailgating for the weekend? You know, that's what we're facing now. Now, Murphy doesn't care about what the Second Amendment says. He's got an agenda to disarm you and me. So he needs to obscure the facts. So as such, he decided to go into the old rubric of criticizing and demonizing you and me. He said that those of us who wanted high-capacity magazines were more interested in arming against the government. So you see, if you want a standard capacity, see, these aren't high-capacity magazines. This is what the guns were designed to hold. Anything else beside this, they have to modify the design, you understand. But if you and I want a 30-round magazine for an AR-15, we're arming up against the government. That's the other thing about Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy has obviously never worn a military uniform. Because even in the military, which has supply chains, and they have all of these other things to make sure that you stay well connected, well supplied, everything else, it makes war as convenient as possible, our modern military, which would be nothing like what we would be involved in an armed insurrection here in the United States. Even in that circumstance, the soldiers are not pulling against leashes saying, let's go to war. They're praying for peace. They're praying for peace. So he knows nothing about what it's like to be on the modern battlefield. He doesn't know what it would be like to be involved in a guerrilla war. He's just saying that because you and I want a 30-round magazine, that we're arming up against the government. And that's okay. So you and I, we're not the loonies here. We're not the loonies. The loonies are the Senator Chris Murphys. And he's a young man, folks. He's going to be around for quite some time. So, you know, we've been used to fighting Feinstein. We're going to have to get used to fighting Murphy. And that's fine. That's cool. It's a shame that these guys don't have the same amount of venom for the criminals with the illegally obtained firearms that are responsible for 99% of the crime out there and violence in this country. But here's a better way to look at things if you want a little clarity. Any politician that seeks to limit or suppress the right to keep and bear arms is arming against the people. An instrument of the government who wants to deny civil rights is an enemy of the people. And it's made even worse by the fact that Murphy, like all senators, took an oath to protect the Constitution. All the worse. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. First time since the first week of January that I've actually been able to string two shows together. Thankfully. Maybe tomorrow I can make it three. I'm feeling pretty good already, so I think that's probably a very good chance. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. In my current state, I have found that the G-Code holster is superb. It's absolutely superb. Can't use my arms still very much, so putting the G-Code paddle holster in, very easy. I don't have to use a whole lot of force. I do have to use my arms to make that happen. It's just perfect. So check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, along the lines of the Slate article, there's always going to be certain publications out there in the United States that are going to try to demonize guns. Take that as a simple, that's just the way it's going to be, okay? And the New York Daily News is they are a perennial anti-gun rag. They put an editorial out this past Sunday. Along the lines of the more guns cause more gun-related death. And that's true. It's accurate. It's an accurate statement, kind of. But not in the way the New York Daily News wants it to be. It's still the dumbest, most hysterically biased, semi-scientific argument that could possibly be made on the topic. But from the article, okay, this is verbatim from the article. A new report verifies what New Yorkers already know. Guns kill. And the more guns available, the more lives they take. They kill far more often through homicides, yes, but also suicides and accidents in states that have more guns and weaker gun laws, according to a study by the Violence Policy Center. One of the groups conducting the research, the federal government continues to neglect. All five of the safest states, Hawaii, Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, have gun ownership rates below 20%. It's no coincidence that New Yorkers are less than half as likely to die at the end of a gun than the national average. There's an important distinction to be made here. The report that they cite compares the proportion of gun violence deaths to the national average, not the weighted average, and that makes it useless. Okay. So, using 100% accurate information, let's restate the same paragraph to show how ridiculous their argument actually is. This is actually weighted information. A new report verifies what New Yorkers already know. Alligators kill. And when you have more alligators available, the more lives they take. They kill more often through homicides, yes, but also suicides and accidents, in states that have more alligators and weaker animal control laws, according to a study by the Gator Policy Center. One of the many groups conducting the research the federal government continues to neglect. All five of the safest states, Hawaii, Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, have alligator population rates below 20%. It is no coincidence that New Yorkers are less than half as likely to die in the mouth of an alligator than the national average. Firearms were designed to be deadly weapons. Yes, they were. So are knives and cars and sharp pointy sticks and even alligators. Their mere existence, however, does not inherently equal an increase in overall deaths. If you focus on one specific type of death, gun violence or alligator violence, this is presenting an extremely narrow view of the world to the exclusion of other variables and other threats, excluding any context for the information. Just because one manner of death is more prevalent does not automatically make it more dangerous. A basic understanding of statistics is all that's required to see what's going on here. This is why Lot rules. This is why Gaius rules. This is why Kleck rules. They understand how you put together statistics. They understand all the things that have to go into making these statistics valid. If a population has a higher proportional ownership of a certain deadly object, it is natural that the object will be used more often. That does not prove that the mere existence of the object led to those incidents. For example, the idea that a firearm makes suicide more likely has already been thoroughly debunked. The prevalence of firearms does not impact the probability of being murdered or committing suicide. And for the New York Daily News, let's compare New York State, which is so, so safe, to Wyoming. The New York Daily News was shocked, I tell you, to learn that people in Wyoming were three times more likely than New Yorkers to be killed by a gun. But in reality, even though guns are much more available in Wyoming, people in New York are still more likely to be murdered. Okay? Murder rate as of 2013 in Wyoming, 2.9 per 100,000. In New York, 3.3 per 100,000. The Daily News, Mike Lupica and all of his little cronies there, they don't like guns. They don't like people that own guns. People that read the New York Daily News probably don't like guns either. And that's all okay. You cannot like guns. Please don't. Don't like them, because that means there's more available for me. But in the same breath, folks, that does not mean they get to dictate to me whether I can have one or not, or what I can have, or how many bullets it can carry, or how ugly it may be, or how deadly it may be. You know, guns all have barrels. They're all about the same degree of lethality if they can launch a bullet. The Daily News editorial staff seems convinced that firearms are a talisman of evil, that their mere presence in an environment will drive people to murder. And they don't align, the facts that are available there don't align with their political belief. So in order to advance their point of view, they dress up every pseudoscientific study they can find that agrees with them and shove it down their readers' throats. The Violence Policy Center has a dog in the fight, okay? If you want to find a true, and I don't even know if you can find one of those now. I mean, since John Lott did his initial study, he has made this like a crusade because he believes what he's found. And he doesn't understand the pushback he gets from the people that are so just agenda-driven. He doesn't understand their pushback on what he's found to be fact. Now, the Violence Policy Center wants to see a monopoly on violence. They want to see the government with all the guns. And if the government were to go into demo side, well, that's constitutional as far as they're concerned. Because the government, everything the government does is constitutional. If you agree with me on that, or if you agree with them on that, let me know. But going with a study by the Violence Policy Center reeks. I mean, you can wring it out and you can just find it's just dripping with agenda. So the mere fact that they get out there and quote that, that just tells me exactly how smart they are. They're not very smart. They're not very smart. In any event, Marty, if you're out there listening, and all of you that are out there listening, you're always going to find articles like that by somebody. They're normally going to come from the same sources. They're always going to quote the same sources. They're always going to be going after the junk science. Then when you hit them in the middle of the eyes with facts, well, then that sort of, that might knock them off their game for a minute, but they're still going to surf. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at RocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. RocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Almost normal now. Final time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the best holster made out of Kydex of its type in the world. They have a lifetime warranty. Only two have ever been turned in because they broke. One got run over by an M1 Abrams tank. The other one was in a thigh rig when a guy tripped an IED, and the rig itself took a lot of the blast. And that's the only two that I've been told about. Pretty good track record. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And the price point is the same as anything you're going to find in the big box stores. Blackhawk, they're a little more expensive than Phobos, okay? If you want to name a couple of name brands. Coming out of Canton, Texas, a woman living there didn't follow the Moms Demand Action playbook when a serial felon and sex offender tried to break into her home. She didn't cower impotently in fear. She did not place a desperate, fruitless 911 call, screaming for a police officer or a deputy that would never arrive in time to save her. That's not entirely true. She did call 911. After she shot the sex offender, Chris Foster, dead. A woman shot a convicted... This is coming out of which newspaper? It doesn't say. How do I give him credit for this? A woman shot a convicted sex offender who was attempting to forcefully enter her home Tuesday morning, according to Van Zandt County Sheriff's Office. The woman called 911 about 4:30 a.m. and deputies responded to her home on Texas State Highway 19, north of Canton. Upon arrival, deputies found Christopher Ray Foster, 37, of Edgewood. They found him dead. Investigators determined that Foster was in the process of forcing entry into a side door of the home when the homeowner fatally shot him. You'll note that the unarmed woman was simply doing as the Van Zandt County Sheriff suggests when she defended herself from the sexual offender Foster. Presently, as a result of underfunding and inadequate staffing at the Van Zandt County Sheriff's Office, homeowners need to take appropriate precautions to protect their families, according to Sheriff Michael Lindsay. I will continue to support the law-abiding citizens of our community when they are forced to take actions to protect their lives, liberty, and property. There was evidence collected at the scene. This will be presented to the Criminal District Attorney's Office as a matter of procedure, but all the early indicators are that this defensive gun use is about as cut and dried as they come. The lady who defended herself not only defended her own life, but this guy, if he had succeeded with this, he would have gone on to the next victim. So she also prevented any future victims from having to go through all this. I hope that if she's feeling any trauma over having taken a human life, that she will get a little bit of help for that. Get over it. It isn't easy, even when it has to be done. But at the end of the day, she's alive in order to go seek that help, which is all important, that being alive part of it anyway. I think it is. I get a kick out of that. I get a kick out of that where people get out there and think that that women should rely on the police. And the moms of bad action, they are definitely at the top of that list of people who would say that to you with a straight face. They would say that to you. They would say that for you. They would say that for you. But all of you that are fashionably, you're fashionably inclined, guess what? If you own any, I've owned some stuff by her, or my wife has. Donna Karen, DKNY. She has decided to spread gun control on custom bracelets. She's going to be, I guess that was yesterday or the day before. She joined Michael Bloomberg, Gabby Giffords, Richard Martinez, and Every Town for Gun Safety for a gun control push that will be marked by the sale of custom bracelets bearing the message, "Not One More." The gun control event will be held at Urban Zen. For all of you that like the Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. He was also on board with the gun control message and will be showing his support by posting an image of himself wearing one of the custom bracelets via all avenues of his social media. Women's Wear Daily quotes Karen as saying, "Every problem has a solution, and I believe the solution to our nation's gun problem is to join all of our voices and talents together, from political leaders to gun violence survivors and designers, musicians, actors, models, producers, directors, and hoteliers who have come together to launch the bracelet, and for each of us to use the influence and say loud and clear, not one more." No word on whether she's going to pay Richard Martinez, he's the one that coined the phrase, when his son was killed by assailant Elliot Rogers, who went through background checks, registered his guns with the states, and complied with the California High Cap magazine ban. Despite, in that instance, all gun control was followed. All gun control worked exactly the way it was supposed to work. And despite all of that, Martinez and Karen and Bloomberg and Giffords and Hugh Jackman, they all continue to point to gun control as the solution. These bracelets will all be made in Haiti, by the way. $30 a pop. And they will be sold with a gold clasp. They will be sold at Urban Zen stores in Manhattan and Sag Arbor, as well as through its website in DKNY's Madison Avenue store. Bracelets will be sold in Aspen, where Bloomberg recently suggested that young minority males should be banned from gun ownership. That cracks me up. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. These people don't know anything about what's real. For some reason, they've decided to hook up with... It's sexy, in some cases, to hook up with Giffords because of her story. Her story is very compelling. Bloomberg is quite the other story by all, you know. He's obviously a gun control egomaniac, megalomaniac. Hugh Jackman, he's got me scratching my head. I mean, he's not really... He's not really an actor. I mean, everybody that gets out there says, wow, look at what kind of condition he can get in to play the Wolverine. But that's it. That's all he's really known for is the Wolverine. Actually, my favorite role of his has nothing to do with Wolverine. And Hugh Jackman is, at best, marginal. And he's Australian, where his people are under a crime surge that nobody's seen before, and it's all involving guns, which have been banned. Hugh. You seem like an educated man. Can you not see facts when they're presented in front of you? Can you not see trends? Or is it just cool because you think the bracelet looks pretty good on your manly wrist? Yeah. And in the, you know, as far as all that's concerned, Donna Karen, you know how to cut a man's overcoat like nobody's business. You don't know anything about politics. You should shut your face. Okay? Richard Martinez. You know, I understand you're upset because your son got. I can't imagine what you're going through, but your son passing away, your son being murdered, has got nothing to do with my rights. Especially since you live in gun-controlled USA, and gun-controlled USA was in complete force and it did nothing to protect your son. Do you not see that? Hugh Jackman, you need to probably concern yourself most with making someone like you too, so that you and Ashley Judd can break up and then get back together again. And, you know, in the meantime, Marissa Tomei could have another role, finally. Finally, Marissa could work again. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never, ever, ever been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone. Lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kits. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to guns80.com, order your Ghost AR 15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, guns80.com. That's guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive
will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.